will discuss some summer halachas that come up. I made a list of 12 of them for today, and then I have a list for some more, which will be more household ones. These are more for the outside. Next week, Hashem, we'll discuss some halachas that come up in the house. So the first one is killing annoying bugs and insects. He's sitting out on the lawn over there, and there's this annoying bug or insect that's bothering you. What could I do with that bug, right? So it goes like this. If it's a type of let's say a snake or a scorpion or something that could be dangerous, so you're allowed to kill it even if it's far from you, even if it's not running after anyone right now.
Are you allowed to do something to kill it with, like a gun?
Let's work it through. One second. We just start. So if it's dangerous, if there's a sakana, so it's possible you can kill them, even if they're not chasing you. Similarly, if there's a chash that they might be carrying some sicknesses, right? Like you have in some countries the mosquitoes.
Malaria.
So, right. So then also, if they could be carrying those sicknesses, that might be misukanim also. If let's say it's just going to cause a big pain, these insects, they could sting or they could do something that cause a big pain, but they're not running after anyone, so then you're allowed to catch them, but you're not allowed to kill them. If you can't catch them, so then you can do what's called drisa b'derech hilucha. You can't like just kill them, but you can pretend as if you're walking and walk over them. That's in a way that's not nicker that you're doing it.
Well, if this is just a regular animal?
That's if it's one which could cause a lot of pain.
Could cause a lot of pain.
Yeah, a lot of pain. And they're not chasing after you. If they're chasing after you and you can't catch them, then you'll be able to kill them. So what's the deal with mosquitoes or any of these things that sting the person, but they don't cause a lot of pain? Right? Let's assume the mosquitoes are not carrying these sicknesses or ones which it's annoying. So that you're not allowed to catch, that you're not allowed to even trap, but you could just swap them away. If they're on the person, even if they're not biting him right now, it's mutter to take with your hands and throw it away. But it's also, again, to kill them, even if they would sting them.
What about if you're trying to sleep, though?
Also, pick them up, throw them away.
That should be mutter.
Are you eating shabbos to kill them, no?
Yes.
Now.
So only if they're chasing you, could kill them. You kill them that way?
I know.
Why? What you say?
In derech of walking, how could you, when?
That's only if they're going to cause a lot of pain, and they're now if you have let's say a bunch of ants, so can I spray them and kill them? I can't do that. Can't kill them. But I can spray around them, and then they'll walk into the spray, right?
It's trapping, no?
No, you're not trapping them. You're not confining their freedom. It's a grummer, right? Right. Are you spraying the spray? Let's say, right. Well, let's see if I want these jukes. Doesn't sound good, but it's a summer bug. You can scoop it into a pan, and just throw it out the window.
Why?
Because you're not capturing it.
No.
You're not killing it.
You're confining it to that dustpan.
What?
No, you pick it up in the air, it's confined to that dustpan.
If they want, they can jump out. They just usually freeze. Okay, second one. Suntan lotion. Alright, someone wants to put on suntan lotion so they shouldn't get burnt. So over here, we're running into an issue of smearing. That you're not allowed to smear. So if you're able to just pat the suntan lotion out, like you have a bunch of white splotches in your face, so then you'll be able to do that. The spray, for this, the spray is a good, the suntan spray. That's good. Because
spray is fine.
Yeah, the spray is fine. There's nothing with spraying it on your hand. If it's a lotion, then you can't smear it. Then you have a problem with smearing. And to rub it into your skin is not going to go. It's right. So therefore, the best aid would be the spray. The spray is fine.
Let's say you don't have the spray.
Then then you could just pat it out and put all over your face. Then don't go there. What are you going there for?
I walk outside.
So wear a hat. You're from Texas.
You know, be prepared. End of story.
Where? That's so
what if you're trapped in the desert without a hat?
You're not going to die if you're
this is a conversation.
It causes skin cancer.
Now, what happens if you have a sunburn? You got the sunburn before Shabbos, on Shabbos. What am I allowed to do? Midine refuah, right? This halacha is a refuah on Shabbos. So what am I allowed to do? So it goes like this. If it's just what's called a mechash ba'amah, It bothers me a little. It doesn't bother me enough that I can't function normally, but it's disturbing. But it's not the end of the world. I can act in my normal way. I'm healthy. Go my normal route. So then it's usher to do any refuah. That's where the isser refuah is. However,
might bother you a little bit.
It bothers me a little. It hurts a little, but not enough that it makes me unfunctional. That I can't do my normal functions.
What does that say? So what would be concerned?
But if there is, if there's a chaydish eshal sakana, if Rachmanson the guy got burnt, that's mamash sakana, a real burn. So then you can do whatever you need to do, right? But we're talking about over here, someone got burnt, so they got sunburnt, and it really hurts. It's very painful, very painful. A lot of times you come back from the beach on Friday, and all of a sudden Shabbos, it starts to really to be painful. So then already, if it's something, again, liquidy, you have some kind of oil, something of aloe vera or whatever it is, to smear on it, so then you could do that. If it's a cream, so that's where we're going to have more difficulty. So then you'll be able to just pat out the cream on it, unless you could rub it in totally. What about
medicated stuff?
Over here, if you're in a lot of pain that you can't function normally, then you could.
You're allowed to smear if it goes all the way in?
Yeah, there's two choices. Either I take a small amount, I smear that there's nothing left on the surface of the skin, or I just pat it out without smearing it. Those are the two choices.
That's everything, right? The moisturizer, also anything you want to smear on.
That's right. Okay.
Well, any moisturizer, you can either rub it all the way in or pat it, or just only aloe vera.
Why is that
become
permitted if it's more of
a malachos? What's not permitted? We're not being matzah, Maria. I gave 2/8 is why I'll say 4.
But it's...
So I gave 2/8 is where there's no memareach.
What about?
Well, that's not for memareach when you want to smear.
If you just put it on, that's without smearing, or if you rub it in, there's nothing left on the surface.
What about
memareach is when you're smoothing something out on the surface.
What about refuah? That's a klisha b'achtanaker. Say like yogurt is one of the best things you could put on.
And we'll have to learn refuah. Oh, you say on a burn?
They say that's what it's very, very good. Yeah, on the burn.
Same thing.
Milk.
But it's not... It's
a refuah.
It's completely matar and shav. It's clearly shalach after that.
You're right, but it's nicker. You're doing it for a refuah. Okay.
Every single time you're rubbing something in or whatever, or any sort of liquid, it's either rub it all the way in or dab it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Okay, photo gray glasses, which is transits, right? Did I get it right? Transition. Okay. So the Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. And Rav Moshe writes that it's mutter to use it on Shabbos because there's nothing really. There's no tzevei over there. There's nothing really happening. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva. Okay. Using disposable cups for kiddush. Are you out? You're having a kiddush on the lawn. So you want to use disposable. So there's a difference between a paper cup and a plastic cup. About it, the best thing is to get a real kais. A kais, which is a kovadik. But let's say you don't have a kais. So can I use a disposable? So there's a difference between paper, which cannot be used more than 2-3 times. So that should not be used. But a plastic cup like this, which could be used more than 2 or 3 times. You may not use it for more than 2 or 3 times as you throw it out, but it could be used. That's fine. That's fine.
What happens if you're stuck? You use paper or you wait?
You're stuck, you use it.
Like, let's take away 2 hours of Kiddush. You wait.
That's all I'm doing.
What category is styrofoam?
Also, it's fine. Because you can reuse it. What?
Double cup and meters is.
Nothing. 2 zeros equals zero.
Okay. What's the meaning of double cupping? Mythbusters. Mythbusters?
No, I'll come back in.
Rabbi, what's with double cupping? Is there anything to that?
Pashto's not.
Oh, Mythbusters. Shimmy, there's nothing to the double cupping.
Okay.
That's a Mythbuster.
Okay, spinning on the grass. Let's move along. Spinning on the grass. You know, you got the cheshik to spit on the grass.
Not necessarily. Yeah, that's a good
point.
There's no grass.
You're right. So the halach is that one is, it's mutter too. What would be the issue? There's two issues that we have to discuss. One is what's called zireya, which may be watering, but pashtus is not going to do anything.
Is the difference between a kais and a regular reusable cup like a glass? Hello, is there a difference?
That's even better.
Is there any difference between a glass and
no,
a
no
kais?
So the right zerea, maybe you're watering the grass. That the spit is not going to do anything. It's too little, and probably if it has phlegm in it, it's nothing. That's right. Number two, the second issue that could be what? Second issue is Zoyreh. What's Zoyreh? Winnowing. So there's actually a Ramah that says that if you spit into the wind and the wind breaks down your spit into little particles, it's like Zoyreh, like winnowing. Frekt Mashachayim, that's all the same thing. That's Rav Kivegas Kasha. So therefore, halacha l'maisa.
You don't need it anyways. You don't need both parts. It's
not dashen.
What?
Right, but those are two issues. The halacha l'maisa, we fasken, that would be mutta. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. but not mitam Eretz Yisrael.
What does that mean?
Kedushas Eretz, you have to be careful what you do. Okay, drinking in the garden. Right, you're sitting on the lawn. That's right. You're sitting on the lawn, and you want to have a drink on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that one has to be very careful that they don't spill on the grass. To the point that the Shulchan Aruch says you should not drink while you're sitting on the lawn. However, I'm sitting at the picnic table, and I'm leaning over the table and drinking, that's not a problem. Why? Because even if it will spill, it'll spill on the table and then roll off onto the grass. And that's a
grama.
Huh? What's slotted? So if you're eating over the pot that's not slotted, then it will slip into the slotted pot.
Let's say
you have to wash your hands. You know, you go to the paved area, wash on the paved area, and then it will roll. If it will roll, it'll roll onto the grass. So well, that'll be fine.
So you can't really, according to Shulchan Aruch, you can't hold a drink and walk over a lawn?
You have to be very careful.
Oh, wow.
You have to be careful.
Shouldn't be overflowing.
Is that included ices? Like
no,
ice like a drip?
No. Oh, yeah, but that little drip is nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no problem with grandma and Chavez.
A grama with a enum schaven is not a problem.
The air conditioning is off.
Will the lights gonna turn on your
model? That's something else. That's not a grama for another reason. So that's a good question. We have to get to it. Put it on the list.
The air conditioning over the grass is the same thing that it's okay or not.
It's okay.
Yeah. Let me say with the Shemitah share that was okay.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. So the same thing is with a chair with water on it. You walk that side, the chair has some water on it. You have to be careful before you just like spritz it off. Now I want to tell you something I said. If we're talking about grass, the way grass works is the roots of the grass are, I forgot how many centimeters down, but it's somewhat down in the ground. I think 6 centimeters down in the ground. And it's, how many inches? Not even inches. It's somewhat
one,
down.
2.5 inches.
Not that much.
Now, in order for the by grass. By other plants it's different, but by grass, in order for the water to benefit the grass, it has to hit the root, the bottom, the root of the grass. Which means that if I just take a little water and it will spill, that's not gonna do anything. And if the ground is already saturated from a rainstorm, also your little water is not going to do anything. That's why on sukkahs, I have a shlock on the sukkah and it's caved in with water. But the ground is soaking wet from the rainstorm. I can take my shlock off and the water can go spritzing on the grass. It's not going to do anything. If it's a small amount of water, also you can do it because it's not going to go down to the root. If you have other plants there, then you have to find out from your gardener if those plants will benefit from a small amount of water or not.
The weeds that grow in the grass, is that a problem?
If what?
The weeds that grow in the grass.
If it's a place where things grow, right? If it's outside here where nothing grows, it's not a problem. You can spill water there, right? We're talking about now on a lawn where there's things grow. But a place where people just walk and all that, that's not a problem. The same thing is eating fruit or seeds on the lawn. You have to be very careful that the seeds or the pits don't fall on the ground in a place where things grow because it may grow. Right, I was with someone.
You also have to be careful on Shemitah about this?
Shemitah also, correct. Yes. I mean, Shemitah is more kuladik because over there, Einu Mechamen is
for sure. But the chance if you drop the seed, it's going to get
Shemitah is more kuladik.
There's a chance if you drop, let's say, a peach seed, it's going to somehow get dug under the ground.
And I was with someone in...
Doesn't have to necessarily be someone.
Nechavya Nachlot, somewhere around there. And there's like this fig tree growing out of the middle of nowhere in his front yard. He said he believes that someone just like dropped some pits there and it grew. That's what he said. Okay. Okay, walking or running on grass, right? I want to walk or run on grass. So a tall grass, let's say it's tall grass. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's mutter. The Mishnah Brewer brings down that maybe to run you should not, because when you run, you're vada gonna rip out grass. But the Aruch HaShulchan argues, and we basking like the Aruch HaShulchan, it's mutter to walk or run on grass. You go your cleats, that already might be a problem, because then you're vada gonna rip out grass.
Sometimes there's like twigs on the ground that you crack when you walk on that, and that's like. Right,
that's a good example. Also, dried branches of things, that's not a problem.
What a thing of rocks, like a big like pile of rocks. Can you walk through a big pile of rocks?
To walk through.
You can be kicking the rocks, you know,
and then what?
You can't, you see, sometimes kicking rocks? The rocks aren't myself.
It's rubbery, sir.
Carrying,
you're saying
that's carrying?
No.
What do you say? Yeah, if you're just walking normal, that's fine.
You want to crush all the leaves, maybe it's
a problem. Yeah. The Mishmur said not to run on tall grass. But, very young. Okay, how about to... there's also not so geschmack to talk about. However, there's a big machlekes about this, about urinating on the grass, if someone has that urge, that out stuck somewhere, about the shaksu. The Bir Halacha brings down that the oilam's not... the oilam's not like to... to be lizarb is that cloud. I mean, the oilam is not to be mekel, even though he brings down a tferes yisrael that wants to say that it's good fertilizer. But what?
Well, it's
chemical. It's acidy, right?
It's
so the answer that depends. I don't know. It's geschmack to talk about it, but if you go in one spot, then it'll probably kill the plant. If you sprinkle it out, then it'll be a.
What about on sand?
No, that would be awesome because then that helps it grow.
What about on sand?
About a child?
Lush,
it's
lush.
It's killing it, destroying it.
I was also thinking about planting. It won't help plant.
It's acid. What? Right.
It's destroying someone. Hey, what about children? Is there a difference between children?
Yeah, you're not allowed to destroy someone. That's not considered koitzer.
Is there a difference between children and adults?
No. It's mutter.
But it's mutter. It's mutter. It's mutter. Or we just, one should avoid it.
If they could, yeah. should always avoid. Okay, how about one last thing? Spreading out a sheet over the grass, right? I want to spread out a blanket or a sheet and sit on it. Or how about, let's start before that. Can I sit on the grass? Is there anything wrong with sitting on grass? I'm going to touch the grass, right? Play with the grass.
Grass is wet.
Grass stains.
You might come to pull it out.
You automatically pull out the grass with your hand.
Is that true? Then that's a problem. But Dalach is, it's mutter to sit or lay on the grass, and it's also mutter to spread out a sheet over it, even though you're blocking the sun from it.
What about grass stains?
And I'm going to leave you... What's wrong with grass stains? Except your mother won't be happy.
It's
not nichle. Your white shirt, I don't think you want it.
Let me leave you a question.
I walk on the grass, I'm standing on the grass, I'm blocking the sun from the grass, right? Can't grow. I walk off the grass, now all of a sudden, with photosynthesis, it's called?
Yeah.
It can start growing.
Segregation.
This is it a problem?
Not walk on grass.
I walk under the tree. I block the tree from nourishing.
No.
What?
Well, first of all, because it's impossible that no one can walk on grass on Shabbat. And also, the little bit that you're stopping is